Great.
Okay, it's the anniversary of my brown capping story. You want to hear it?
Go ahead, sir.
It was a honeymoon brown capping story on the island of Maui about 14 years ago.
Yes?
My wife and I were told we should go up to the extinct volcano. Had to be up there before noon before the road closed. So we made our way up there. It took about 3 hours. And then we got up there, the road was closed. And they said, well, just take this little trail up there. You'll be able to see the sights. About halfway up the trail, I had the rumbling. And I stopped in my tracks, could not move, frozen in time and space. My wife was wondering, what in the hell is wrong with him? And I could think of nothing else but dropping trail and leaving one right there, which I did.
Well, why didn't you step into the concealment of the bushes, sir?
There was no bushes. This is a extinct volcano. Nothing growing for miles. No high cotton, as they used to say. And the road workers were around there. They were, you know, gazing upon us. And my wife was, I could see the look of divorce in her eyes. It was nasty.
No sooner you married one day, then there you are, defiling a tourist spot.
Correct. And I'm reminded every year of that incident by my lovely wife.
Did your wife have the kindness to at least shield you from the construction workers?
She ran away.
She ran away?
She ran away. She ran back down to the car, got in the car, and waited for me. And I guess she didn't talk to me for a good 6 hours.
Really?
Oh, really.
That's not your fault.
Well, no, it's not. I do suffer from colitis. She knew that. And there was nothing I could do about it. It was, you know, just one of those instances in life. And
So you never got to the top of the mountain?
No.
You ended up driving away in silence.
Correct.
Humiliated and angry, all for $372 a day without food.
Correct.
Oh, man.
The topper was, she's a nurse.
And yet you're still married 14 years later.
That is correct.
I think I'd have been a little ticked. If it were me, I'd have kept on going. I'd have taken a massive and thrown myself into the open, gaping maw.
Sounds like a good idea. I wish I'd have done that.
Are you happy? You got kids now?
I do, yes.
And they hear the story like clockwork every anniversary.
Yes.
The cruel, cruel.
Running, hiding, embarrassment, and it's not a pretty sight.
I guess not, sir. I wish she could have been more of a help to you, though. Instead of running away and leaving you like that in your humiliation, good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, marriage has made it, though.